神的性情有份。
The second topic which I am arranged to speak about is concerning partakers of his divine nature.
这是根据彼得后书第一章第四节的话。
Now this is quoted from 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
我们请看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
我们读第三节跟第四节。
Let us read verse 3 and verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 4. Verse 3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
彼得说，神已经将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
Peter here says that all these things that pertain to life and godliness has been given to us.
这个生命是关乎永生的得救生命。
And this life over here concerns eternal life that leads to salvation.
这前进是关乎敬畏神的得胜生活。
And godliness here pertains to living a life of godliness and holiness.
这生命和前进的事才是我们人生最重要的事。
Therefore, life and godliness, these are the pivotal matters in life.
世界教导你用你的生命来去赚取这个世界的财富。
The world educates us to gain the riches of the world and to pursue after them.
教你把握你的时间来去享受这个世界一切的快乐。
And to make good use of our time, to enjoy the pleasures of the world.
但是主耶稣却教导我们。
However, the Lord Jesus here teaches us.
人若赚了全世界却赔上了生命，又有什么益处呢？
What profits a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul?
人还能够拿什么来换取你的生命
？And what can man exchange for his soul？
眼前的冠病疫情也说明。
And truly, this pandemic which is before us，
我们的生命随时都会消逝的。
Has revealed that our life can vanish easily。
那我们的灵魂要归去哪里
？Now where will our spirit go to？
因此，人生最重要的事是关乎生命和金钱的事。
Therefore, the crux of life really is about life, eternal life and godliness.
所以彼得接下去这样的说。
Therefore, Peter continues on.
他说主召我们将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
That the Lord Jesus has called us and has given to us exceedingly great and precious promises.
这个应许就是救恩。
Now these promises refers to the grace of salvation.
主的救恩叫我们脱离从情欲来的败坏，就是死亡。
The Lord's grace of salvation has allowed us to escape from the corruption of lust, which leads to death.
叫我们可以得救，进入永生。
So that we can be saved and we can enter into eternal life.
那主的救恩更要叫我们与神的性情有份。
Furthermore, the salvation grace of the Lord allows us to be partakers of His divine nature.
叫我们的生命能够荣上加荣。
So that our life will be one which we will be transformed from glory to glory.
其实人的生命原本是与神的性情有份的。
In actuality, human life initially partook of God's divine nature.
因为神造人是按照神的形象和样式造人。
Because God created man in the image and likeness of God.
我们知道神是灵。
We know that God is spirit.
他并不是像人一样有这个外表的形象。
And he is not like man who have a physical appearance.
所以神的形象和样式是指神的性情。
Therefore, when we talk about the appearance and the image of God, they refer to his nature and attributes.
也就是神的慈爱、神的圣洁、神的公义、神的信实等等。
These include many such as God's love, God's mercy, God's righteousness.
人是按照神的形象造的，因此人的性情是属于神那样的性情。
A man was created in God's image, therefore the original nature of man would have been similar to God's.
但是人犯罪了以后，
However, after man sinned,
人属于神的性情就有了亏损，而且也逐渐的变质了。
This divine nature of man started to be corrupted because man had fallen short.
我们看到亚当夏娃犯罪之前啊，他们是没有羞耻，没有害怕，没有逃避，没有推赖的。
We see Adam and Eve after they have sinned, they did not run away, they did not feel ashamed, they did not hide.
他们也没有害怕。
They were not afraid.
但是犯罪以后就产生了这一些种种不善的性情了。
Or rather, correction, before they committed sin, they did not feel all these things, but after they had sinned, all these ungodly nature appeared.
所以我们看到他们本来原本属于神的性情，现在却产生了不善的性情，已经开始变质了。
Therefore, we see that after they had sinned, this divine nature started to become corrupted, and it was no longer good.
而且到了下一代，变得更加的不善。
And what was worse was that when this went on to the next generation, this nature of man only worsened.
所以我们看到该隐他有愤怒，有嫉妒，甚至有凶杀。
That is why we see jealousy, anger, and murderous intent in Cain.
这些性情不是属于神的性情，这是属于罪恶的性情。
These attributes are not God's nature, but they are the attributes of evil and sin.
可是当我们受洗接受主的救恩的时候
，Yet.After we have been baptized and we have accepted God's grace of salvation,
主的宝血重生了我们的生命
and the precious blood of our Lord Jesus renews our life.
不但洗净了我们的罪
not only are our sins washed away,
更重要的是让主的生命存在我们的生命里头
What is more important is that the life of Christ is now in us.
所以保罗在哥罗西书第三章第四节这样说。
And that is why Paul states this in Colossians chapter 3 verse 4.
基督是我们的生命。
That now Christ is our life.
因此我们受洗后，我们的生命里头有主的生命，所以这是一个新生命。
That is why after we have been baptized, we have Christ in our life, and this is the new life.
是基督用他的宝血重生我们，成为一个新的生命。
Which God has purchased through His precious blood and has enabled us to have this new life.
因此，这个新生命是跟主的性情有份的。
That is why this new life has a part with God's divine nature.
这个新生命跟旧生命是有一个很明显的分别的。
There is a clear distinction between this old life and the new life.
旧生命是以我为中心。
Now the old life is centered upon one's own self.
是为自己而活的。
It is to live for oneself alone.
是以我自己的利益为目的的。
It is to prioritize one's own gains and benefits.
但新生命是以神为中心。
However, the new life has God as its center.
不只是单为自己活，更要为神而活。
The new lifeNot only motivates us to live for ourselves, but to live for God.
不只是想到我们自己的利益，更重要的是以得神的喜悦为目的。
To not only consider what would profit us, but to also seek after God's favor.
旧生命是以自己的性情为出发点的。
The old life begins, or is motivated by one's own interest.
我想发脾气，我就发脾气了。
If I want to vent my frustration, I will.
我想怎样就怎样。
I will do whatever I wish to do.
我不管别人怎么样的看，怎么样的说。
I will not bother what others say or think.
只要我高兴就好了。
As long as I am satisfied.
我心情好，什么都没有问题。
When I'm in a good mood, everything will go well.
我心情不好，什么都有问题。
And when I'm not in a good mood, everything will go bad.
但是新生命是以神的性情为出发点的。
Yet this new life begins from Christ.
他会想到神的爱。
Because it will consider the love of God.
他会想到神的公义。
It will consider the righteousness of God.
他会想到神的赦免。
It will consider the mercy of God.
所以他愿意放下自我来顺从神。
That is why one who has this new life.Will put aside his own self in order to prioritize God.
所以这个新生命跟旧生命是完全不同的生命了。
That is why we say that this old life and this new life, they are completely separate.
但这个旧生命变成新生命并不是自动的。
Now this transition from the old life to the new life is not an automatic process.
你需要去追求的。
For you need to put in effort to pursue after it.
新生命的得到不是靠着我们的努力。
We do not achieve this new life by our own efforts.
你不能够靠着你的行为去得到这个新生命的。
For you cannot receive or gain this new life purely based on our own conduct.
这个新生命是基督用他的宝血洗净我们，重生我们而得到的。
Because this new life is only gained through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus that has washed us and has redeemed us.
是靠你的信心来去接受神这个恩赐。
It is by our faith that we choose to accept this grace of God.
相信主的宝血洁净我的罪，重新我的生命，成为一个新人，可以进入永生。
Believing that the precious blood of our Lord Jesus will wash away our sins, will renew our lives, and will allow us to enter into eternal life.
可是得到这个新生命以后，
Now after we have received this new life,
这个新生命却需要长大。
This new life requires growth.
好像婴孩的诞生，这不是我们努力就可以得到的。但是婴孩成长，却是我们努力去栽培的。
For example, if you take a look at childbirth itself may be a natural process, but nurturing a child itself requires a lot of effort.
所以我们要反省，我们得到主赏赐给我们这个救恩，这个新生命。
That is why let us reflect.Upon this salvation grace and this new life that our God has given us.
那我们这个新生命的表现是与神的性情有分呢，还是与罪恶的性情有分？
And to think about whether our behavior, our conduct, truly befits that of one who has partaken of God's divine nature, or are they that of a more sinful or evil nature?
有些人说有啊，我已经改变了。
Some people say that yes, I have undergone such change.
你看，我已经开始读经祷告。
I have started to read the Bible. I've started to pray.
我也聚会，我也侍奉神。
I have started to attend service and I serve God.
这是我新生命的表现。
And these are the manifestation of my new life.
这是我从前的旧生命不会这样做的事情。
Because these are things that will never be present in my old life.
所以我已经有了新生命的样式了，不再是有旧生命的样式了。
And that is why now I have this likeness or this image of this new life and not that of my old life.
但是为什么有一些热心侍奉主的人却不能够得到主的喜悦，反而得到主的责备呢？
However, how is it that there are some who zealously serve the Lord, but they do not receive God's favor, but instead are rebuked by God.
不要说神不喜悦了，我们人看了我们也不喜悦。
And not even God is not pleased with this person, even other people themselves are not pleased with this person.
常常读经祷告，常常聚会侍奉神。
You often read the Bible, you often pray, you often attend service and serve God.
但是常常发脾气。
And at the same time, you often show your temper.
常常说谎。
You often speak lies.
常常骄傲嫉妒。
You often show off your arrogance and you often show off your envy.
我们看到的这个是旧生命的样式。
Do we not see this image of this old life?
我们看不到与神的性情有份。
And we are not able to see that person being a partaker of God's divine nature.
所以不要说神不喜悦，我们人都不喜悦。
So therefore, not only God is not pleased, but even other people around that person is not pleased with him.
我们刚才不是听陈以撒执事说吗？
Haven't we heard earlier Deacon Isaac mentioning?
许多的生物啊，他们都有特别的本领啊，他们会改变他们身上的颜色。
There are many living things that have their own special qualities, and they are able to change the color of their skin.
有一些甚至能够改变他们的形状。
And some can even change their form.
但是这种的改变其实只是一种的伪装。
However, these changes are merely a form of disguise.
因为他们只是一时在外表上的改变。
Because it is only a momentary change.
不是真的在他们的生命上有所改变。
And it is not a genuine a change of their lives.
使我们的改变不要只是在外表上的改变。
Likewise, it is not only change, in our outward appearance.
我们要在生命上真的改变，与神的性情有份。
But let us transform ourselves. Let us transform our lives so that we become partakers of God's divine nature.
这才是真的改变。
That is true change.
这种的改变才是神所喜悦的。
And this true change is one that God will be pleased with.
所以我们不要成为一个信主侍奉主，但是却没有改变成为主的样式的人。
Therefore, we believe in Christ, we serve the Lord, but let us also change our nature.
我们请看第五节到第八节。
Let us now read verse 5 to verse 8. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 to 8. Verse 5. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Verse 8.For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以彼得勉励我们。
Over here, Peter encourages us.
正因为我们前面所说的缘故，所以我们应当更加分外的殷勤。
That for this very reason, which we have read earlier, we ought to give all diligence.
因为既然我们的新生命是与神的性情有份了。
Since now our new life has a part with God's divine nature,
那我们就应当分外的殷勤，使我们的新生命能够成长。
And that is why now we ought to cause our new life to grow,
让我们能够结出更多属灵的果子。
So that we will be able to bear more spiritual fruits,
就是与神的性情有份的果子。
And these fruits truly attest that we are partakers of God's divine nature.
他也提醒我们不要闲懒不结这些果子。
He also encourages us not to be slack in continuing to be unfruitful.
如果我们闲懒不结这些果子，那个结果就不好了。
Because if we do not put in diligence, if we laze around, then the consequence would not be a good one.
我们读第九节到第十一节。
Let's read verse 9 to verse 11. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 9 to verse 11. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Verse 11. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
彼得说我们如果闲懒不结这些果子啊，有四样不好。
So Peter here says that if we do not put in the effort, then there will be four negative consequences.
他们是眼瞎的。
Firstly, they will be short-sighted.
他们是近视的。
They are blind.
他们是善忘的。
They have forgotten, they become forgetful.
而且他们是会视角的。
And furthermore, they will lose their sight.
因此，我们要分外的殷勤，多结这一些果子。
And so that is why we need to put in the diligence to bear these spiritual fruits.
我们如果充充足足有这些果子，我们就能够丰丰富富进入永远的国。
For if we are able to bear these fruits abundantly, then we would be able, to enter abundantly into the everlasting kingdom.
那彼得在这里指出我们应当追求结出的果子有八样。
So now Peter here lists aspects or attributes or fruits that we should bear.
第一样就是信心。
The first thing is faith.
这是最重要的。
This is the most important.
未信主前我们的信心其实是一种自信心。
Before we believe in the Lord,the only faith that we have is more of faith in ourselves.
有些人的自信心很强。
Some people have a lot of faith in themselves.
那你就看到他表现出他的强势。
And so naturally, they exhibit the things that they are good at.
那有些人的自信心比较弱，他就显出他的弱势来。
And some people who do not have as much faith in themselves, they might exhibit more of their weakness.
信主以后，我们不再是信靠自己的自信心，我们是要信靠神的信心。
But after we have come to believe in Christ, we do not put our faith on our own selves, but we put our faith in our Lord Jesus.
因为我们知道我们自己其实是有限的，所以我们需要依靠无限的神。
Because we know that we have our limitations, that is why we trust in our limitless God.
所以信神的心才是我们真正信仰的起点。
And that is why faith in God has to be the starting point or the origin of our life of faith.
信神的心也才是我们信仰的动力。
And a heart that truly believes in God, that helps to motivate our faith.
我们常常以为圣灵才是我们信仰的动力。
We often think that only the Holy Spirit would be able to drive our faith.
其实圣灵是我们信仰的助力，不是动力。
In actuality, the Holy Spirit helps to support our faith. It should not be the main driver.
因为如果你不愿意相信，圣灵是不会强迫你去信的。
Because if you do not believe in the first place, the Holy Spirit will not force or compel you to believe.
你不愿意动，不愿意来聚会拜神，圣灵也不会强迫你来聚会来拜神，他只是感动你，帮助你而已。
If you're not willing to move, you're not willing to come to church to worship God,The Holy Spirit will not force you, and most the Holy Spirit will try to allow you to experience Him, to try to encourage you to move.
你愿意信，你愿意动，但是你的力不足。
Now, if you choose to believe, and if you choose to take that first step, but yet you find that you lack the strength,
那圣灵在这个时候就会加添你的力量来帮助你了。
And that is when the Holy Spirit will give you strength to support you.
因此信心是最根本也是最重要的。
That is why faith is the most foundational and the most important to us.
因为信，所以我们接受主的洗礼。
Because of faith, we accept the baptism of our Lord.
因为信，所以我们忍耐等候主再来迎接我们。
Because of faith, we endure and wait for the second coming of the Lord.
因为信，所以我们愿意分外殷勤结出与神有份的果子来。
Because of faith, we are willing to give all diligence to bear the spiritual fruits.
更因为信，我们愿意忍耐走完我们的路，纵使面对许多的阻挡。
Because of faith, we would be willing to endure all these obstacles and hindrances to move forward in a life of faith.
没有信心的人，或者当我们的信心起了疑惑的时候
，to a person who does not have faith, or when a person encounters doubt in his faith,
你就会见他在信仰上停下来了，不再走了。
You would find that such a person will remain stationary and will no longer move forward in his faith.
他们甚至会充满许多的怨言，而不是感谢。
And such a person might even start to murmur, and they might no longer give thanks to God.
更不要说去热心聚会神。
And what more, even coming to church.
当然也不再去追求与神性情有份的果子了。
And all the more, they would stop pursuing after these spiritual fruits.
所以我们要保守我们的信心。
Therefore, let us preserve our faith.
我们更要求神加添我们的信心。
And let us ask the Lord to add on to our faith.
如果我们在哪一方面信心起了疑惑
If there are doubts that arise in any aspect of our faith,
我们不要把它隐藏起来，我们应该去找出它的根源。
Let us not conceal them or put them aside, but let us seek to uncover the source of these doubts.
为什么你起了疑惑呢？
And why is it that we start to disbelieve in this matter?
当初你是为什么而相信，现在又为什么而不信呢？
In the beginning, why did you choose to believe?Now, why do you start to have these doubts?
是当初的信仰改变不同了吗？还是你现在的你受了人家的影响而改变而有所不同？
Could it be that there was a change in the beginning? Or could it be that right now there is a change because possibly of the influence of another?
其实我们当初所信的信仰到今天都没有改变，没有不同。
In actuality, the faith that we believe in from the start right to now, that itself has not changed.
但事实上却有一些人改变了他起初所相信的信仰。
But in truth, some people have changed their faith and their set of their religious beliefs that they have.
所以你要搞清楚。
So therefore, we need to be able to make this clearer distinction.
不是信仰变了，是信仰的那一个人改变了。
It is not that this Christian faith has changed, but rather it is the person who believes in that faith that has changed.
如果信仰错了，我们信错了，我们真的要改变。
Because if this Christian faith which we believe in is wrong by itself, then we need to change.
因为我们追求的就是永生。
Because what we are pursuing after is none other than eternal life.
但是如果我们信的道理是错的道理，是违背圣经的道理，是没有圣经根据的道理，那你怎么样得救呢？
But if the truth that we subscribe to in our Christian faith is incorrect, is erroneous, it does not lead to salvation, then what will happen to you?
但是如果我们发觉到是有一些信的人他自己改变了。
However, if you reflect and you come to the conclusion that it's actually some people themselves who have changed,
那你也要盲目，因为你跟他的感情或者因为其他种种的原因也跟着他改变吗？
Then the next question should be the case as to whether do we follow suit, do we change along with this person because of certain relationship or certain ties that we have?
那这样你就不是信主的信仰，而是你是信人的信仰了。
If that were the case, then you are not believing in this true, genuine Christian faith, but rather you are merely following the faith of men.
尤其到了末世啊，我们发觉到许多的信徒啊，都按照自己的意见、自己的喜欢。任意来解释圣经的信仰，特别是我们的教义。
And this is more so, especially in the end times, when more and more people start to interpret the scriptures and to change the doctrines according to their own understanding, their own interests. And this is concerning, especially if it concerns our own beliefs.
教义里面呢、啊，有很多的内容，有一些有很清楚的根据，但有一些根据不是很清楚的。
So,our church doctrines themselves, there are a lot of information. Some of this information are clearly and very strongly supported in the Bible. Some might have less biblical evidence or support.
清楚记载的，这是绝对的真理，是不可以更改的，是主说的。
Now those that have clear biblical evidence versus statements spoken by the Lord, these must never be changed. These are correct.
但是有一些小节是不清楚的。
But there might be some smaller details which are not as strongly supported.
主没有说明，圣经也没有记载。
In the sense that the Lord Jesus himself personally did not clarify these, or these are not clearly explained in the scriptures themselves.
那像这一类的，我们就不要把它绝对化，不要把它定下成为一个规条。
And so with regards to all of these all of these statements concerning our beliefs or traditions, then we should not make it absolute.
如果你定下了这个规条，那人家不遵守就违背了这个规条，那你就要处罚他了。
Because if we make it absolute, we fixed it as possibly a regulation of sorts. Then if the person breaks that, then we have to respond accordingly.
那人家就说，那你根据什么呢？圣经并没有清楚的说明啊，这是你的意见啊，或者说这是你们的同意而已啊。
So naturally, the person himself or herself will respond. You know, what is the biblical evidence behind you pushing forward this statement? Isn't this merely a form of consensus that you all came up with?
好，我举一个实际的例子。
So let me just raise a practical and a real example.
主耶稣告诉我们要得圣灵的应许的圣灵，那是以说方言为证据的。
The Lord Jesus has made it clear that the speaking of tongues is the evidence that we have received the promised Holy Spirit.
这就成为我们绝对的真理。
And so this is an absolute truth.
你得圣灵，你有说方言吗？
When you receive the Holy Spirit, do you speak in tongues?
使徒们得圣灵是说方言的，说灵言的。
If you look at the apostles, when they received the Holy Spirit, they spoke in tongues.
所以我们今天得到主应许的圣灵，一定能够让你说灵言的。
That is why today, when we receive the promised Holy Spirit, likewise, we will speak in tongues.
这是绝对的，这不可以更改的。
This is absolute, it is irrefutable.
那说灵言是怎样的呢？
So when we talk about speaking in tongues,
圣经只是告诉我们是听不懂的话。
And the Bible only explains it as a language which we cannot understand.
那就没有进一步的去说明这个说灵言到底是怎样的说灵言，是怎么样的方式。
It does not go further to explain the details of how tongue speaking should be like.
所以有些人就说，既然是一个灵言，一个语言，一定是一句一句的，不是只是卷舌音。
Therefore, some people they posit that because it is a language, therefore it should be spoken in clear articles. It should not be a continuous rolling sound.
所以他听你的祷告，你的灵言如果一直是卷舌音的，那么他就说这个不是圣灵了，这不是灵言了。真正的灵言是一句一句的。
Therefore, to them, if they hear a person praying, speaking in tongues, and it is rolling, it is not in clear articles or sort of phrases, then they will say that that is not the Holy Spirit.
你看，这就会引起争论，这甚至会引起分裂。
So if you take a look at this an opinion, would it not incur dissension and even disagreements?
就是说他没有进一步去说明这个灵言到底是怎么样的样子。
So it is a fact that the Lord Jesus did not explain in detail what speaking of tongues is like.
我们发觉到使徒们也没有进一步去说明这个说灵言是怎么样的样子。
And we find that the apostles also did not write in detail about what speaking of tongues should be like.
只是记载他们说灵言跟我们说灵言一样是听不懂的语言。
What is recorded is that speaking in tongues is a language that we would not be able to comprehend.
那我们就根据这一点就好了。
So let us just trust and stick hold to this belief.
好，如果我们今天就像有一些人，他们要定出那说灵言是怎么样的，第一他是这样这样，第二他是这样这样，那这就成为一个规条。而如果你祷告不是这样，他就说你不是得圣灵了。
And so this is the danger, right? If somebody comes one day and says that no speaking in tongues should be a language, there are certain conditions that you have to fulfill to be considered your tongue speaking as genuine, and then if that person imposes it as a regulation or a guideline to follow.
我也曾经见证，这已经使得我们马来西亚教会分裂。
And I myself have attested to how this would result in the split.In our church in Malaysia.
这是多么可惜的一件事情。
And this is truly such a regrettable incident.
所以我们要真的拿历史作为一个教训。
Therefore, let us learn from history.
那今天也有很多的事情，很多教义里面的细节没有很清楚的规定的，你就不要去把它规定成为一个规条。
Therefore, today, as we continue to understand and study our church beliefs and doctrines, you will find that certain things.Not detailed to the point. So let us not go and find these details to fill it up and to mandate it as something which is like a regulation.
因为反对的人一直说你根据圣经哪里这样的记载，如果没有，为什么你把你自己的解释当作是真理这样来教导人呢？
Because people will only naturally respond that these things, these details that you've spoken about, these are not written in the Bible at all. Why do you want to explain it using your own understanding?
当然你也会有圣经的根据啦。
Naturally, if you are coming from that position, you might have certain verses to quote from.
但是这个根据是你解释成你的意思，我也可以解释同样的章节，解释成为另外一个意思啊，所以这不是绝对的。
However, we have to consider, are we merely interpreting that particular verse in a way which we hope to fit our point of view? If that was the case, then the other person can also interpret it another way. Then we find that it is not absolute that, concerning the point that we are making.
所以圣经里面使徒们谈到信心的时候啊，是特别强调我们要坚持对主耶稣所说的道理的信心。
Therefore, in the New Testament, when we read of the apostles explaining about faith, their emphasis is that we have to believe in the words that our Lord Jesus himself has spoken.
这个信心不是你信主耶稣会医病赶鬼。
And this faith is not that as is not one which as long as you believe the Lord Jesus will heal the sick, will cast out demons.
你追求这种在医病赶鬼，相信耶稣能够医病赶鬼的信心，这个信心也许带给你肉体的好处，但是不能够拯救你的灵魂的。
Because if you only pursue after this very narrow view of faith, as one which only seeks to cure diseases and to cast out demons, then while yes, that may happen and that may bring you some benefits, but it may not lead you into salvation.
许多信徒跟从耶稣的目的不是因为相信耶稣能够医病赶鬼吗？
Why do I say this? A number of Christians believe in Christ only for the belief that God can heal illnesses and cast away demons.
可是当耶稣不再医病赶鬼的时候，他们就信不下去了。
But when Jesus no longer performs such miracles in their sight, then it becomes hard for them to continue to believe.
所以我们要重新反省我们自己的信心是哪一种信心。
So therefore, let us constantly reflect upon our faith. What is our faith built upon?
好了，信心我讲很多，我赶快讲第二个。
I've spoken much about faith. Let me proceed to the second fruit.
彼得说，有了信心，又要加上德行。
Peter said, add to your faith virtue.
这个加上啊，会让人家以为你单单有信心是不够的，所以你还要加上有德行。
And so therefore, having faith alone is insufficient, and so therefore you need to add on virtue.
好像信心跟德行是两件不同的事。
So it seems that faith and virtue are two separate matters.
其实信心和德行是同样的一件事。
However, faith and virtue themselves, they refer to the same thing.
因为这个加上并不是好像一个母鸡生了一个鸡蛋，然后再加上一个鸭蛋。
And so it is not like the mother hen that lays eggs to a chick and then adds
要加上一个鸭蛋。
And adds a duck egg.
虽然是两粒蛋，但一个是鸭蛋，一个是鸡蛋，是不同的蛋，对不对？
And so it is not like there are two different eggs, a chicken egg and a duck egg, and so they are both different.
这是好像一只母鸡生了一个鸡蛋，然后又再生多一个鸡蛋。
It is like a hen that lays one egg and lays another egg, which is exactly the same.
也就是说信心加上德行，不是在信心的外面另外加上的，而是在信心的里面自动产生出来的。
And so what I mean by this is that when we say add to faith virtue, it is not adding a completely separate component to faith, but rather within faith itself, we grow or we add on this additional fruit or attribute.
真正的信心一定有一个真实的行为表现的。
And true faith will result in a true manifestation in the form of our beliefs.
就像我们刚才所说的。
Just like what we mentioned earlier.
因为信，所以我们才悔改，相信耶稣。
Because of our faith, our belief that we repent and we turn to God.
我们要做一个新的人。
We have to be a new man.
这一种的德行就是因为从你的信心产生出来的。
And therefore, this virtue results from your faith.
因为信，所以我们才来敬拜神。
And because of belief and faith, that is why we worship God.
我们敬拜神的行动不是另外加上去的，是因为这个信心而产生出来，应该这样做的。
And so, this virtue appears in the form of our behaviors. It is a natural...a consequence of our genuine faith.
所以真正的信心是会产生敬畏神、敬拜神这种种种属于神性情的美好德行的。
Therefore, genuine faith will naturally bear forth these virtuous behaviors, whether in the form of worshiping God, fearing God, and all these other attributes.
如果你说你有信心，但是你却没有产生出这一些敬畏神与神性情有份的德行来，那你的信心就不是真实的信心了。
So this is something for us to consider. If we say we have faith, but we do not exhibit this faith, or faith does not is not accompanied with these virtuous virtues in terms of things like fearing God, worshiping God, then we have to reconsider whether our faith is genuine.
所以许多信徒他自我安慰，我还是有信心的，我信心没有变的。
So there are some Christians that reassure themselves, saying that I still hold on to my faith. I have not changed.
但是他却不会来聚会敬拜神，更不会敬畏神。
However, they do not go to church to worship God. They do not fear God.
他们一样的说谎，一样的贪心，一样的发脾气，一样的骂人打人。
They continue to lie. They continue to vent. They continue to scold others. They continue to even beat others.
他说我有信心，我的信心是真的，我的信心没有变的。
And they themselves claim that I still have faith, my faith has not changed.
但这个信心能够救了他吗？
However, we have to consider, would this faith truly save such a person?
这个信心能够让人喜悦，让神喜悦吗？
Would his faith truly bring a favor to God as well as to men?
是的，有人会喜悦的。
Yes, perhaps some might be pleased with him.
魔鬼最喜悦这种的信心呢?
And obviously the devil himself would be most pleased with him.
因为魔鬼也是信神啊。
Because the devil himself also believes in God.
他的信心是真的。
And his belief is real.
但是魔鬼会因为这个信神的心而悔改追求吗?不会的。
But now will the devil repent because of his belief in God? Never.
所以我们有了信心,我们真的要加上德行。
That is why when we have faith, we have to add to it virtue.
不是在信心外面加上去的,是在信心里面自然产生出来的。
And it is not a separate component which we add on to our faith, rather it is something that should naturally surface within our faith.
那有了德行,要加上知识。
Now to virtue, add on knowledge.
这个知识是指圣经的知识,是属于神的知识。
Knowledge here refers to the understanding of the Bible. It is the knowledge of God.
我们说属于神的知识，并不是说我们要了解神所知道的事情，那是不可能的。
Now when we talk about the knowledge of God, it is not referring to knowing what God knows, because that is impossible.
我们说属于神的知识是神要他的子民遵行的知识。
When we talk about God's knowledge, it refers to what God wants His people to know and to keep.
有很多知识啊，有很多这种世界宇宙的奥秘是我们没有办法去了解，那是属于神的。
So there are truly many, there's truly much complicated and deep knowledge and mysteries that is not for us to uncover. It is only that of God to know.
你如果强要去破解这些奥秘，你会被魔鬼引诱走向另外一条错误、更远的道路，离神更远的道路。
But if we become very persistent to want to uncover some of these mysteries, then there is a danger that the devil will happily take us along and lead us astray.
其实神要我们知道的，都早已经借着圣经、借着他的仆人写下来告诉我们了。
The fact of the matter is that everything that God wants us to know has already been written down for us through His servants.
因此我们要读圣经，要明白神要我们遵行的知识是什么知识。
That is why we need to read the Bible so that we have a clear understanding of the knowledge that God wants us to know and to keep.
我们请看何西亚书第四章。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 4,
第六节。
Verse 6. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children.
许多人有世上很多的知识，但是却缺乏了神的知识。
Many people are knowledgeable in the ways of the world, yet they lack the knowledge of God.
结果他们都要因此而死亡。
And as a result, they will die because of that.
不只是神的子民，也包括神的祭司。
And this is not only referring to God's people, but even the priests of God.
祭司常常在讲解律法，但是很多时候他们却是强解律法，偏离了神的律法，因为他们按照自己的意思任意解释神的话。
The priests are responsible for speaking and teaching the laws of God, but many a times they end up twisting the words of God because they infuse their own interest and understanding into it.
圣经神的话不是给我们去研究的，是要给我们去遵行的。
And the words.Of the Bible that has been given to us is not for us to put it under further scrutiny, but rather it is for us to accept.
你看到一个事实。
When we look at a fact,
许多研究圣经的人，他们结果成为了神学家，但是他们并不是一个敬虔的基督徒。
Rather, the fact of the matter is that there are many people who want to research the Bible further, and while they have become Bible scholars, yet we find that that their faith is not.Accurate or genuine.
所以你们看他们在大学里面教圣经，但是他们自己却不相信圣经里面所说的话。
So the irony is that even though they may teach in universities about theology, yet they do not believe in the words of the Bible.
所以圣经不是给我们去研究的，圣经乃是要给我们去听从的，去照神的话、主的话来行的。
Therefore, the Bible is not given for us to research and to scrutinize, but rather it is given to us to read, to understand, and to submit.
我们说的研究是你愿意放出更多、付出更多的时间来去思考、来去反省，这种的研究就真的对你有造就。
And when we talk about reading or researching the Bible in a way which is edifying to you, it would mean to read the Bible and to reflect and to ponder about the message.
不要只是去研究哪一些来适合你的思想、来 support 你的思想的。
Let us be careful not to only research into areas that will only serve to support our own beliefs.
所以彼得勉励我们。
Our own personal beliefs. So Peter therefore encourages us.
我们要在主的恩典和知识上长进。
That we have to add on, to grow in our faith.
我想我们很多人都在追求，希望主的恩典能够长进，多而又多。
Many of us, we hope that the grace of the Lord would only grow and grow.
那讲到追求在神的知识，那我们就没有那么努力了。
And so that is only God's grace. But when we talk about this knowledge of God, then maybe we might not put in that much diligence.
但是你必须要清楚知道这一件事。
And yet we have to be clear about this.
如果你所做的其实在违背神的知识的。
Whether what we are doing goes against God, the knowledge of God.
那主给你的恩典主都会收取的。
Because if that were the case, then God's grace that he has given to you, he can.Take it back.
所以我们不但要求主的恩典更多，我们更应该在神的知识上、圣经的知识上追求更多、更明白，让我们不至于违背或者偏离了神的话。
Therefore, let us not only seek only to add on or to pursue after God's grace, but also to add on further the knowledge of God, so that we will not stray away from Him.
这样才能够保守住你所得的一切恩典啊。
That is how we are able to preserve.God's grace that He has given unto us.
有了知识，就要加上节制。
To knowledge, add on self-control.
节制就是自我的控制。
Self-control, it is to have a mastery over oneself.
很多事情一发不可以收拾，常常就是因为我们一时不能够控制。
Many a times, we find that we lose control and we do certain things that we cannot take back.
所以我们就说了不应该说的话。
We might have said something that we realize we shouldn't have said.
虽然最后说对不起，但是那个话却已经刺入人的心，伤了人家的心了。
Even though we add on, I'm sorry at the end. However, the word that you spoken had caused the hurt.
更重要的是一时失控做了不应该做的事。
And what is worse is that, in a moment of impulse, you do something that you know you shouldn't do.
你在法官的面前说我是一时冲动做错了。
You might testify before the judge saying that it was at an impulse that I did that.
我不会再这样做了。
I will no longer do it again.
法官说好啊，所以我要罚你坐监牢10年，好好去反省。
Then the judge will say, very well, I will give you 10 years to reflect about this in prison.
任何的冲动失控都要付出很大的代价的。
Because even if you do it in impulse, you lose your self-control, you still have to pay the price.
所以我们真的要好好学习控制我们自己。
Therefore, it is an important lesson for us to exercise self-control.
你看你在马路上驾驶车子哦，如果你失控啊，你不但害你自己，你也害了更多旁边的人。
If you are a driver, and if you were to lose control of your vehicle, not only would you cause hurt to yourself,You would also hurt other people, other passersby.
所以在马路上驾驶，你必须要小心控制的，你不能够说一时失控的。
Therefore, when you are driving on the road, you always have to maintain control, and you should not give the excuse that you lost control.
那是关乎生命的事情的。
Because this is a matter of life and death.
你什么事都要放下，你真的要好好小心控制住你的车子。
So you have to put aside all these other distractions, all these other tasks that you're doing, and to really focus on driving.
这个道理你比我更懂呢。
I'm sure you will be more familiar with this than me.
那我们在信仰上岂不是更要小心来驾驶我们的生命走在正确的信仰道上吗？
Now what more when we think about this in terms of our life of faith, should we not steer it in the proper direction?
有了节制又要加上忍耐。
To self-control, add on perseverance.
主说忍耐到底的人必然得救。
The Lord Jesus said that he who endures to the end will be saved.
也就是说 有很多时候啊，我们是要受苦了，要面对种种的不如意了。
And what this tells us is that there will be times in life which we have to suffer, which we have to encounter misfortunes.
所以我们必须要忍耐。
Therefore, we need to persevere.
我们常常说我们不够忍耐，没有忍耐力。
Sometimes we say that we lack this endurance.
对吗？
Wouldn't you say so?
其实我们每个人都能够忍耐的，我们的忍耐力很强的。
In truth, everyone has a very should have a very strong sense of endurance.
你说没有啊？他一听到不顺耳的事情哦，他立刻就翻脸了，立刻就骂人了。
You might say, no, that's not the case, because when this person hears about something not going well, then he will immediately just have an outburst.
他是一个没有忍耐力的人。
So he's someone who lacks endurance of perseverance.
你让他等多两分钟，他就发脾气了。
Or rather, he is impatient. You just wait for a few more minutes, and then he will show his temper again.
这也是一个事实了。
And so, yes, that is true.
但这个事实并不是证明他没有忍耐力啊。
But this fact does notproof that this person lacks the capacity for endurance.
因为我看到他被他的老板指着鼻子来骂他，他还是乖乖低低头在那边听。
Because when you look at him in another setting in a workplace, when the boss scolds him, he will just look down and just accept it quietly.
我听了都受不了了，大不了就是不干，不要你的钱。
And so if I was in his shoe, I would not be able to take it. I would just throw in the letter.
那当然了，我在那边只是扫地的，他在那边是做经理的，那他哪里舍得呢？
But as an observer, maybe I'm just a cleaner, but that person is a manager. I don't think he would be so willing to just throw the letter.
所以为了他的饭碗啊，这么高的薪水啊，死都要忍呢。
Therefore, for the sake of his rice bowl, of his career, he would endure it to the very end.
而且忍耐力很强啊。
And he has such a strong capacity of endurance.
原来我们不是没有忍耐力，是看我们为了什么而忍耐。
So therefore, it is not that we lack endurance, but what are we willing to endure for?
如果你为了钱、为了饭碗，你都能够忍耐，那为了信仰、为了你生命的得救，怎么不能够忍耐呢？
If you are willing to endure for your salary, for your pay, then how are we not willing to endure for our own faith and for our own salvation?
有了忍耐，要加上前进。
To perseverance, we add on godliness.
保罗说啊，末世的一个危险。
Paul mentioned about one of the perils of the last days.
人有敬虔的外貌，但是没有敬虔的实意。
That there will be people who will only come in an appearance of godliness.
敬虔的实意就是说，你实在的拜神，实在的敬畏神。
And so a person who has true godliness is one who truly fears God and worship God.
实在拜神，实在敬畏神，就是实在遵行神的道理出来。
One who genuinely fears God and worships God would be one who would genuinely live out the word of God.
那我们知道操练身体，你的身体才会结实的。
And so we know that when we talk about training our bodies, right? When we train our physical bodies, that's how we see results.
你有结实的肌肉啊，你才有足够的力量的。
Because when you put on these muscles, then you would have sufficient strength to carry out your role.
但你必须要去操练你的身体，你的身体才会肌肉才会结实的。
But then you know that you would have to train your body physically in order for you to develop these muscles.
最简单的呢，我上楼梯哦，现在我上到4楼啊，我已经上去接不到下去了。
So,
以前我还可以跑到18楼啊，想当年。
So, my own personal example, right now I have so much difficulty climbing four stories. And when I think back about the past, you know, in the past I can easily walk up to the 18th story.
你会不会觉得我们身体的肌肉啊，不再像以前那么结实，所以没有那种的力量了。
So you find that your muscles are no longer as nimble and as strong as before, and then you start to lack this strength.
这就说明了为什么有一些所谓敬虔的人，但是不能够遵行道理出来呢？
And so that is why, we can think about this in terms of people who are supposedly godly but are not able to submit to live out the word of God.
因为他有敬虔的外貌，但没有敬虔的实意，他没有去操练他的敬虔。
And because they have an appearance, they only have a form of godliness, they do not have they do not only a form, they do not have more, they are not motivated by the power or something which is the internal form of godliness. They did not train this up.
彼得说罗德是有敬虔的心啊，他是一个敬虔的人。
Peter, when he talked about Lot, he mentioned him as a righteous Lot.
这让我们感觉到有一点不习惯，对不对？
So we might be a little unfamiliar or we find it a little strange when he says that.
彼得有没有说错呢？他真的是一个敬虔，他真的有敬虔的心吗？
Was Peter wrong? Was Lot truly a righteous person?
他的确是有敬虔的心的。
Yes, indeed he was.
他也真的有敬虔的，让人看起来是个敬虔的人的。
And to others, he indeed appeared as one who was righteous.
但是他没有敬虔的实力。
However, he lacked this power of godliness.
他没有去操练他的敬虔。
He did not train, build up his godliness.
所以你看到他还是住在所多玛，他还是不愿意出来。
That is why he continued to reside in Sodom. He was not willing to leave Sodom.
他只是心里很哀叹所多玛的罪恶。
At most, he would only lament over the wickedness of Sodom.
神要审判了怎么办？
God is going to punish us. What can we do about it?
这些都是敬虔的心产生出来的。
So these are manifestations of godliness.
但是这种敬虔的心却没有那种实质的意义，因为他不舍得离开。
However, this godliness is only in appearance. It lacks this power to drive him, to motivate him to leave the city.
所以我们不要只是有敬虔的心，但是却没有去操练这个敬虔，让我们的敬虔有实在的意义在里面。
So therefore, let us not only be satisfied with a form of godliness, but let us train ourselves in godliness so that we have this power of godliness that will be able to motivate us.
好，那最后就是要加上爱弟兄的心跟爱众人的心了。
Finally, we add on brotherly kindness and love.
爱自己人比较容易的，爱别人很难的。
It is easier to love people who are close to us and difficult to love others.
爱一个很 cute 的孩子也是很容易的，爱一个不 cute 的。你真的看到都会生气的。
It is easy to love an adorable child. A child that is not so cute, maybe just looking at him, might cause you to be displeased.
所以我们都是按照我们自己的爱，所以你会发觉到有很多时候我们不能够去爱。
And so therefore, many a times we subscribe to our own view of love, and we find it difficult to love others sometimes.
那要怎么样去爱弟兄、爱众人
？Then how then do we love our brothers? How then do we love?Men.
那就是要用神的爱来去爱。
It is with the love of God that we are able to do so.
如果你的性情是与神的性情有份，
if we are truly partakers of God's divine nature,
你自然会想到神的爱，神爱罪人，为罪人而死。
What comes to mind naturally would be the love of God that He was willing to die even for sinners.
那你就会用这种的爱来学习，来去饶恕，来去帮助那一些你不喜欢的人。
And then with this love in mind, that is how we are able.To forgive and to help people which we might even dislike.
所以我们还有很多的缺陷的。
Therefore, we still have many shortcomings.
我们真的要祈求圣灵帮助我们。
And we really need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
让我们追求与神的性情有份。
Let us continue to pursue after to be partakers of God's divine nature.
让我们可以丰丰富富的进入神的国。
So that an entrance will be supplied to us abundantly into His everlasting kingdom.
我们同心默祷。
Let's say a song.